By contrast, the remaining elements in the work are flimsy and ephemeral. In the centre of the work, a torn scrap of German newsprint has been pasted over part of the list of travel terms. It's upside down, as if Schwitters simply stuck it where it fell. The newspaper has faded to brown, its edges are ragged, and the print is in a stylized Gothic font, a common German typeface of the period. In the bottom right corner is a photograph, which also appears to come from a newspaper. A piece of tissue paper lies over it, so the grainy image is obscured still further. It shows a man from the chest up, wearing a dark suit, tie and hat with a carnation in his buttonhole. He's standing at an angle to the viewer, looking past us and over his shoulder with a faint smile on his face. Around him are other fainter male figures, giving the impression that the central figure is perhaps a commuter in a rush-hour crowd. It's unusual for Schwitters to include photographs in his collages. He compared the act of collage to removing venom. To remove an object from its original context, he explained, was to remove its power or sting, allowing him to put it into a new use. Photographs, however, had to be used carefully, as they contained too much innate venom and were hard to manipulate away from their original context. Above the photograph, and along the right-hand edge of the work, is another piece of tissue paper, this time the kind often used to wrap oranges. It has been stuck face down, so that its printed text and logo is now seen in reverse through the thin paper. We can see a bright blue disc edged in scarlet with bold scarlet text around the outside and across the centre. The Spanish word for delicious is just legible, as is part of the supplier's address in Spain. Schwitters shows us that the fruit is as well travelled as he is. The other collage elements that signify movement and travel are three customs stamps at the top of the work and a fragment of a faded envelope. The official custom stamps are printed in heavy Gothic script and have a franking mark of 7:20 p.m., 3rd of August, 1937. They are stuck to brown wrapping paper and have been partially scribbled on in red crayon. By contrast, the envelope is neatly handwritten in ink, and although most of the address is obscured by other scraps of paper, the German name for Norway is clearly visible, running vertically down the collage. Although this collage is dominated by faded browns and buff colours, there are several patches of bright colour that give the work a sense of movement. What at first seems a random pile of scrap paper has in fact been carefully choreographed by Schwitters. The logo on the orange wrapper and the bright white paper of both the custom stamps and the headed notepaper catch the eye over the duller colours around them. But there are also three strategically placed patches of colour that lead one's eye in a spiral around the work. These small pieces of paper are a light red in colour, a similar shade to that on the orange wrapper and the crayon marks over the stamps. This colour has remained strong even while the other papers have faded. There are thick strokes of oil paint over the Norwegian text in the bottom left corner. These brushstrokes vary in colour and seem like accidental gestures, almost as if they are merely attempts to clean the brush. Yet the inclusion of red helps to draw the eye to the bottom left corner on its journey around the collage. The brushstrokes, squiggles and crayon lines also serve another purpose. They give the work a human presence amongst the anonymous fragments of urban ephemera. During his career, Schwitters produced paintings, collages, sculptures and poems. He set up a successful design agency in 1924 and throughout the 1920s edited a magazine called Metz, which provided a forum for new design ideas. However, his contemporaries considered him idiosyncratic and his work still refuses to be neatly pigeonholed into a single avant-garde category. He combined elements from a number of styles and movements, including Dada and Cubist collage, Dada chance poetry, futurist sculpture, constructivism and expressionism. Nevertheless, in his belief that art had a spiritual function, and in his expansive use of materials and emphasis on the formal properties of art, Schwitters preempted many of the theories around abstract art that continued after his death.
You have reached the end of your exploration of this artwork.